Actor Will Smith is doing press for a movie he didn't really want to make.
I was profoundly conflicted. I'm a football dad, grew up in Philly with my Eagles, and there was a part of me that did not want to be the guy who said playing football could cause brain damage.
That guy Will Smith didn't want to play, Dr. Bennett Amalu, a neuropathologist and Nigerian immigrant who on a fateful day back in 2002 did an autopsy on one of the most famous Pittsburgh Steelers in history. Here is that moment from the trailer of the new movie Concussion. And yes, we should say Will Smith did take on the role. He plays the doctor.
Hearts here in Pittsburgh are broken over the loss of Hall of Famer Mike Webster, who had in recent years suffered from mental illness and slipped into financial ruin.
Why does an apparently healthy, favorite son of this city die in disgrace at 50?
That question led Dr. Amalu to a discovery that rocked the NFL and medicine. CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. It's a degenerative brain disease associated with repetitive blows to the head. And Will Smith, well, initially he didn't want to bear the bad news about the game he loved, because he wasn't just any football fan. Will Smith was the kind of fan who would fly 12 plus hours just to see his oldest son play.
I commuted for 10 weeks from Beijing to LA, not because I'm a great dad, because I loved watching that kid catch that football. You know, that, it was tough. It was tough for me to make this decision. I have a lot of friends that are players and owners, and I didn't want to be that guy.
And what has convinced you that you're not that guy?
You know, I saw the film with an audience the other night, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, damn, I'm that guy.
I'm the guy who's now saying it's dangerous
to
play football.
Oh, wow, I'm that guy. You know, at this point in my life, I'm 47 years old, and there's an experience as an actor when you actually get to put on someone's life. You're actually wearing another person for 3 or 4 or 5 months. So when you do that, you naturally take things away. And there's a deep commitment to service and truth that Dr. Amalu has. And I like how it felt to wear that.
I want to play just a moment from the movie Concussion. When you as Dr. Amalu, you know, you're being attacked by the NFL after discovering CTE.
But Mike Webster goes mad and nobody asks why. They make fun of him. They insult him on TV. And now they want to pretend that his disease does not exist. And they want to bury me. I am the wrong person to have discovered this.
And you know, Will Smith, I wonder if actually Dr. Amalu was, as an immigrant from Nigeria who didn't know a thing about American football,
right,
was actually exactly the right man to discover this. Didn't it take an outsider to do this?
Yeah, it definitely took an outsider. Dr. Amalu has said that he didn't suffer from football intoxication.
Hmm. Was it a challenge for you? I mean, I just think of Will Smith, the really likable, accessible sort of everyman, modern day Jimmy Stewart. I mean, suddenly you're putting yourself in the shoes of someone who feels like such an outsider in this country.
Right.
I mean, that feels like it's got to be such a change for you.
This is probably the farthest role away from me that I've ever played. But it was exhilarating, you know. Will Smith with a Nigerian accent could go really, really wrong.
You were worried about that.
Yeah, that could go really, really wrong. But it was a high degree of difficulty, which for me was a part of the pleasure of it.
Will you let your son back on a football field?
I thank God that that's a hypothetical question. You know, as a parent, I'm all about information. So once he had all of the information, as a family, we would sit down and discuss it. And then I would just make his mother tell him no.
Good strategy. We should remember, Will Smith, you began your career as a rapper.
Yeah.
And wasn't it your grandmother who influenced your lyrics pretty early on?
Yeah, I was about 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I just started writing, you know, my raps. So I had my little rap book, that little black speckled composition book. You remember those?
Uh-huh.
You know, of course, I was rapping. So I had all of my four-letter words in there. And my grandmother found my rap book.
Uh-oh.
She never said anything to me. And she turned to the last page and she wrote, "Dear Will, truly intelligent people do not have to use these words to express themselves. Please show the world that you're as smart as we think you are. Love, Gigi.
And was message received?
Message received.
your rap then became devoid of bad words.
Yes, I became the only rapper that didn't curse at his music.
Now, don't be mad at me for asking you this, but when I went back and read this, it didn't say Dear Will, it said Dear Willard. Dear Willard, just, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, thanks.
You can tell I've gone back through some of the old interviews. And there was another one. Actually, it was the one that I really enjoyed. It was from Rolling Stone back in 1998. And you were, I mean, Independence Day, Men in Black had already come out. And you were asked if making movies would continue to satisfy you. Do you remember how you answered that?
No, I don't.
You said, no, I'm headed for something greater. I just don't know what it is yet.
Wow, I said that long ago. Well, that's cool. I might have to read that article again.
I mean, is it still true today? Are you looking for something greater?
Yeah, as you can imagine, I have an opinion about everything. So I'm feeling that the state of the world, and there are so many different things that I see that I want to lend my voice and star power. So I'm feeling a draw somewhat into the political arena, but I'm not certain as to what it is yet. I think I have a couple more years before my knees give out on these action movies, so I'm going to do it.
I love, you're already sounding a little like a politician. I'm feeling the possibility of going doing something in the political arena. Being very careful choosing your words.
Yeah.
Well, Will Smith, it's been a real pleasure. Have a wonderful holiday, and thanks so much for talking to us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Matt.
That is actor and maybe politician Will Smith. His latest movie is called Concussion.